What up? This your boy Bass, and y'all tuned in to another episode of the Ends Podcast. Every day we just giving, you know, more so tips, testimonies, and just interviews with people on how to make the most out of your current circumstances and leveling up and things of that nature. And a lot of times when we out here on the grind, we don't really have as much guidance, but at the same time, we're not as open to guidance. And one other thing I want to make note on this episode is just really just being open to mentorship. Me personally, I took on a couple mentors. Currently, I have a mentor, you know, he helped me out, he helped guide me. When I have ideas and certain things, I lay them on him, and he kind of helped, you know, give me some insight, you know, to help me make a better decision. One thing I like about having a mentor is because at the same time, you know, I am my own man. I make my own decisions, but it's always nice to have a different input or perspective that comes from a place of knowledge and experience. You know, a lot of times you will want your mentor to be in a position that you aren't, but, you know, they took a path or a similar path that you're currently taking, so they can help you navigate, help get you, you know, help motivate you and give you some type of insight on how to, you know, fight through the adversities or, you know, overcome those obstacles that may be ahead of you, or just help prepare you for, you know, the burdens that come with the path that you're taking. So honestly, that's why I love having a mentor. And it comes with this challenge, because it does come with this obligations, like, you know, just upholding that relationship and maintaining that relationship, you know, just because it's not the same as just like a normal friendship. Even though, you know, you might have a friendship with your mentor, but it's not like sort of the same, because you're there to obtain knowledge and, you know, and guidance. So you want to make sure that you do it right by that relationship, so then that you can maintain that. You know, and a lot of times when we are the first to do something, or in like a leadership position, we don't necessarily know how to be taught again. Or some people, you know, sometimes it's hard to put that pride or that ego to the side, because you're so used to being in a position where you are the one that's giving out the advice, or you're the one that's giving out the, you know, the strategy, or someone, you know, that somebody is going to for, you know, for advice or just guidance. But it's kind of good where you can take that back seat and become a student of the game again, and allow yourself to, like, be receptive of outside information that wasn't obtained by you. Sometimes we be needing that in our lives to, like, and then sometimes we also be needing to hear from somebody else. Especially if they have similar thought processes. Sometimes we be needing that just keep it real. Sometimes we need like that validation, like, all right, well, I see that this person has been through. I see where this person is at. I see the success that this person has had. I want to try to obtain that. So I'm gonna investigate. I'm gonna experiment with this knowledge that they just breathed out. And I'm not saying that it's gonna always be easy, but just being open to the process is always a start. Mentorships, you know, sometimes they provide more than just knowledge. It becomes a financial gain. It becomes a social capital gain. Sometimes, you know, businesses are formed and more because of these mentorships. But you'll never necessarily know where it's going to go, but just being open to what the relationship can grow into. But your mindset got to be ready for it. You got to be open to criticism. You got to be willing to give to also receive. They'll never go into a situation just thinking somebody owe you something. Like, no, they paid their dues to get to where they are. So respect that, you know. Respect people's time. Respect the fact that somebody is willing to teach and breathe on you, you know, the knowledge that they have obtained throughout their life and throughout their trial and errors, you know. But I don't want to breathe on y'all too much. I don't want to talk y'all to death. So I'm gonna just leave it at that. You know, we tuned in to another episode of Ian's Podcast, and this is your boy Baz. Oh yeah, and if you want to show some support, you can show it in the way of, you know, in a free way, which is to like or share, or you can, you know, show your support, you know, loud and proud by purchasing some Ian's merch, Ian's merchandise. That link is right now in the description. Also, don't forget, you can subscribe and donate to the podcast. We are the voice of the culture. We are the voice of the community. And this is Ian Podcast, and we out of here.